Memram Cook Tanchamar MLA Megan Mitten and her colleagues on the New Brunswick Legislature's Public Accounts Committee had a chance to pepper Deputy Health Minister Eric Beaulieu with questions on Tuesday. The Department of Health was before the committee to discuss their 2021-22 annual report, and MLAs took the opportunity to ask questions about a number of health issues, including the past and ongoing handling of cases of neurological degenerative symptoms of unknown origin. While MLA and former Health Minister Dorothy Shepherd wondered why the investigation into the mysterious symptoms hadn't been put to bed, Megan Mitten's line of questioning tended towards asking for more public disclosure of decision-making processes. Mitten asked Beaulieu about new involvement from Public Health Canada, who are sending two epidemiologists to the province to help Dr. Allier Marrero complete reporting on between 100 and 200 neurological cases that the neurologist has flagged as having no known cause. Beaulieu said the two epidemiologists would be arriving in late September, and he told Mitten that everything that can be made public about their work will be made public. Mitten later asked Beaulieu to explain in detail why communications between federal and provincial scientists were abruptly shut down in May of 2021 and referred to the results of a Right to Information, or RTI, request made by media and the advocacy group Bloodwatch. Here's that exchange between Mitten and Beaulieu, in which the MLA questions the timeline put forward by the deputy minister. Beaulieu wasn't deputy minister during the time period discussed, having arrived in the health department in July of 2022. Throughout this line of questioning, Medical Officer of Health Jennifer Russell is at Beaulieu's side consulting with him, but Russell doesn't directly address the committee. You'll hear Mitten and Beaulieu refer to PHAC, that's the Public Health Agency of Canada.
Okay, so from what we've seen in the RTIs, there were plans to do environmental testing and there was work being done with PHAC, and suddenly it seems that they weren't really informed what happened, but there were abrupt cancellations of meetings. The plans changed. So I'm wondering what made the plans change.
So those meetings that were happening and as you say, stopped in May 2021, those were meetings to plan what work would be done if there was a cluster identified. So the work, the report that was released in 2022, that work that was done from May 2021 until the release of the report in February 2022 was really investigating whether or not there was a cluster, and at that time there was determined there was no cluster.
So you're saying that the work done from May 2021 to February 2022 determined that there was no cluster, but that the meetings in May 2021 before that research happened, that they were canceled because it was determined there was no cluster and therefore no need for environmental testing? I'm having trouble understanding what happened, because it seems like Public Health Agency of Canada employees and other researchers that were involved were kind of blindsided. Suddenly meetings were being canceled and they weren't being involved. There was no longer a plan to do environmental testing, which my understanding is the epidemiological survey was to help direct where that testing, what would be tested. It's hard to understand what happened, that things changed.
So my understanding is those meeting with the Public Health Agency of Canada were to determine to identify what environmental testing would happen should there be a cluster. They were being done prematurely because there had not been a determination whether or not there was a cluster that existed at that point in time. So they were put on hold. I'll use put on hold rather than canceled until that investigation was completed to determine whether or not there was a cluster. That's the report that was released in 2022, in February 2022, that identified there was no cluster, therefore no need for that environmental testing.
And so why were the people involved in this planning from PHAC blindsided and all the meetings were just suddenly canceled in May 2021?
I can't really speak to they were blindsided. I don't know that for a fact. I don't know what conversations happened leading up to that period of time. What I can say is that Public Health New Brunswick, along with the other partners, followed the process that was required in order to identify was there environmental testing required related to a cluster.
It appears, based on RTIs, that just like Teams meetings were cancelled, that it did seem kind of abrupt, whatever it was that happened. And maybe I'm following the wrong thread, but it's been a very confusing few years for people who are following this issue, and especially for the people who are sick, who are in the original cluster, and if we don't want to call it a cluster, if we want to just call it a list of people who have atypical neurodegenerative symptoms, there are people who are still looking for answers, and I guess I'm trying to make sense of what happened and make sense of where we are at, because there are still people who are sick, they don't know why they're sick, and it's hard to understand what's happening, because it appears that there are unexplained or an increase in incidence and early onset and young onset and multiple people within the same households. So I don't know if there's anything that you can say to help illuminate what is going on and what is going to happen, but I don't know what the answer is, and that's the whole point. We need answers.
So we the department and public health completely agrees that we need answers. On that, we are well aligned. Public Health New Brunswick has a duty to follow the data. So far, there's been no data to suggest we have a neurological disease of unknown origin. That is why we've repeatedly requested from the doctor in question to provide the public health with the required information to assess the situation. An independent group of neurologists studied the original potential cluster of cases and found no evidence of shared illness. In fact, some of those patients were later diagnosed with other ailments. The Public Health Agency of Canada supported those findings at that time. As for the new cases that the doctor has reported and has been discussing publicly, we've asked him to complete his legally required notifications under the Public Health Act, and we understand this can be quite time consuming. That is why we have requested support and have offered support to him, and those are the individuals who will be coming to help us from the Public Health Agency of Canada. The objective and the priority is to be able to ensure that the patients or the individuals in questions here receive the treatments that they require.
That was Deputy Minister of Health Eric Beaulieu answering questions from MLA Megan Mitten during a Public Accounts Committee meeting at the New Brunswick Legislature on Tuesday.